It is now my honor to introduce Hannah Gage of Wilmington, North Carolina, Chair of the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina. Ms. Gage will present the Board of Governors Excellence in Teaching Award.
Good morning, graduates. On behalf of the entire University of North Carolina Board of Governors, it's my pleasure today to bring greetings to graduates, their families, and this university's distinguished faculty and staff, Board of Trustees, and members of the Platform Party. Graduates, I hope you enjoy every moment today. Your education at the University of North Carolina has given you the knowledge and the skills to be successful in your life. There's no roadmap for what comes next, and it will be different for each of you. You already have a world-class education, and if you add to that a strong work ethic, a good attitude, and very importantly, a sense of humor, you're well equipped for what lies ahead. Wherever you go and whatever you do, we hope you'll stay connected with this great institution. You will always be the best advertising the University of North Carolina ever has. One of the reasons you got a great education here was because of extraordinary teachers. It's my privilege today to present this year's Board of Governors Award for Excellence in Teaching. This award was established by the Board of Governors in 1994 to underscore the importance of teaching and to reward great teaching across the university. The awards are given annually to a tenured faculty member from each UNC campus. Recipients are nominated by special committees on their home campuses and then selected by the Board of Governors. I'll now ask Chancellor Thorpe and Dr. Linda Spermuli to come forward. Linda Spermuli has been a professor in the Department of Chemistry for 36 years. No one can question her commitment to this institution or to teaching. She comes from a scientific family. Both her mother and father were the first ones in their families to go to college, and they both went on to receive a PhD, her father in physics, her mother in biochemistry. Dr. Spermuli says the greatest influence in her life was her mother. Her mother had wanted to study physical chemistry, but was told that this field was not for women, and that she should study a softer science if she really wanted to pursue higher education. As a child, Dr. Spermuli's mother would wake the children at 6 in the morning. She'd drag them out of bed to discuss articles from Scientific American. Her mother fostered a love of learning, and that love of learning has been the framework for Linda Spermuli's life. It's through teaching that she passes that legacy on to others. The chair of the chemistry department says, Linda Spermuli is simply the finest teacher I've encountered in my career, including my undergraduate and graduate studies and my time as a professor at this great institution. The students agree. They say Dr. Spermuli is always accessible and incredibly generous with her time. Along with being an extraordinary teacher, one student describes Dr. Spermuli more broadly as simply an exceptional human being. Dr. Spermuli, we celebrate your outstanding professional achievement and salute your commitment to great teaching and to inspiring a new generation of learners. In honoring you today, we acknowledge the more than 14,000 dedicated faculty members who teach more than 220,000 students throughout the state of North Carolina. Help me here. Congratulations.
Thank you, Hannah. Everyone who took biochemistry from Linda Spermuli, raise your hand. Yeah, it's a great club to be in. We are honored to have with us today the president of the University of North Carolina System, Tom Ross.
Chancellor Thorpe, members of the Board of Trustees, distinguished guests, and most importantly, members of the class of 2012. Good morning. I am honored to bring greetings on behalf of the multi-campus University of North Carolina and to offer my sincere congratulations to each and every member of today's graduating class. As an alumnus of the UNC Chapel Hill School of Law, it is a particular privilege for me to be here and to take part in this celebration as president of our great university. Allow me to join Chancellor Thorpe in offering special greetings to the families, the parents, the grandparents and siblings, and the close friends of this terrific group of students seated here before me, and to extend my best wishes to the faculty, students, staff, trustees, and alumni who have joined us for these festivities. We are here today to pay tribute to you, the class of 2012, and to applaud your outstanding achievements. All of us are very proud of you. Because of the knowledge, competencies, and skills you have gained during your journey at Carolina, your thinking is sharp and your minds are filled with ideas. You can write, speak, analyze, and think with the best of them. And you are well prepared for the future adventures, opportunities, and challenges life will bring to you. Also, we are certain that your life and work will matter. I'm hopeful and confident that each of you will be successful. Some of you as doctors and lawyers, some as entrepreneurs, some working in nonprofits, some as CEOs, teachers, or nurses, and some making life-changing or life-saving discoveries. As importantly, I am equally hopeful and confident each of you will strive to make life better for others, that you will work to improve the community in which you live, and that you will do all that you can to contribute to the common good and to make a better world. So again, I congratulate each of you and thank you for allowing me to share this day with you. I urge each of you today to take time to celebrate your accomplishments. Then, go forth, do well, and do good. Thank you.
Thank you, President Ross. And now I'm pleased to introduce the Chair of the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Mr. Wade Hargrove.
Thank you, Chancellor. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I offer congratulations to each of you on your impressive record of academic achievement. All of us, understand and appreciate the hard work, the dedication, commitment, and intellectual self-discipline that brought you here today. To every parent, to every spouse, to every family member, thank you for your support, moral and financial, and for the personal sacrifices that you've made for your student to be here today. In fact, all of us arrived in Chapel Hill on the backs of others, our families, North Carolina taxpayers, those who graduated before us, and the numerous private donors who've been generous in giving to and investing in this great institution for more than 200 years. So as you leave, go with the knowledge that your university, the taxpayers of this state, and those who come after you will continue to need, and in these challenging economic times, more so than ever, for you to be good stewards of your time, your talents, and your resources to assure that the university continues to be in the future the very special institution that it has been for more than 200 years. You are among the privileged few, You have been taught by some of the most gifted scholars, and you've studied with and competed against some of the brightest fellow students in the world. The knowledge and skills that you've mastered here and the friendships you've formed will serve you well in the days ahead. And while today marks the end of this life chapter, it marks the beginning of another. For as you go from here, you will embark on a lifetime of learning and study that will enrich your life and enhance the lives of those around you. Mark Twain would charge you to now throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, and discover. Cherish this truly special life moment today as all of us pay tribute to you and celebrate your achievement with you. You are now and forevermore a certified Tar Heel, and you have papers to prove it. As trustees and fellow alumni, we honor you, we have abiding confidence in you, and we extend our best wishes and congratulations to you. To borrow, as I close, from one of Carolina's most gifted writers, Thomas Wolfe, when you think back to these old stone walls, to the old well, to the ringing of the bell, and to your time here in Chapel Hill, we hope you will come back and come back often. Congratulations.
Thank you, Trustee Hargrove. It's now my pleasure to introduce Don Curtis, Chair of the General Alumni Association, who will bring greetings on behalf of all our alumni.
Well, after many years of hard work and numerous anxious moments, both in and out of the classroom, you have earned your degree from one of the world's greatest universities, and you and your family should be justifiably proud of this accomplishment. Your status is changing from student to alumnus. So today you become eligible to join the family, a family that includes over 280,000 living alumni. You will find that no matter where you go, in all of the 100 counties of our state, in all 50 states, in over 150 foreign countries, you will find fellow Tar Heels. No matter whether you go to Main Street or Wall Street, you will never forget Franklin Street. Thank goodness for Red Bull. And just as you as those 280,000 others have found, you're going to leave a good bit of your heart and your soul right here in Chapel Hill. Your association with the university, though, should not end as you leave. The Carolina experience is going to be a part of your life no matter where you go. And I'm pleased, as chair of the UNC General Alumni Association, to invite you to join the 68,000 dues-paying members of our association. Your membership will keep you informed about the university as well as a connection to your classmates and your friends that you've made here. There are local Carolina clubs in almost every state and in all the major markets outside our state. They plan events and other alumni activities that will continue to keep you engaged with your university. Our award-winning magazine will keep you in touch with what's going on at Chapel Hill. And now Facebook and our apps and our websites will complete the picture. Please understand that as you leave and take on a new role as an alum, your university needs you. Carolina needs you to go forth and be advocates for the university. We need you to speak out and be an active voice for the university in your new home, wherever it might be. You need to be one of those Tar Heel voices that rings clear and true with the message of the importance of this place to the future of our state and our world. We need you to sing Carolina's praises. As you become another jewel in the crown of priceless gems that we sing about, go out and make us proud. And just as your membership, as that television commercial says, don't leave home without it, don't leave home without your GAA membership. So whether you go to Wall Street or Main Street, Franklin Street will always be home. Come back, and as Chairman Hargrove said, come back often.